And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where, as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'm Mike Harrison. It's my privilege to be joining you today, and I want to thank you for tuning in. We're going to have a blast on today's show, let me tell you. Every now and then, a financial advice article comes across that is so blatantly wrong, it's comical. Honestly, the fact that people get paid to write this stuff astounds me. And I wonder, really, do these financial websites, again, air quotes, do they even vet the authors to determine if these authors are indeed subject matter experts, or are they just looking for content? I honestly don't know, or maybe they do know and they don't care. They're just trying to, boom, throw as much bubblegum out there and noise out there and fill up a website. This article actually came from Kiplinger, so I was a little shocked. I felt like Kiplinger has a good reputation in the industry for sound advice, but then again, I haven't invested in mutual funds or the stock market for some time now. So maybe that's changed, but not only this article so off it's comical, it's where I was when I was sent this article that really is the cherry on top, so to speak. And this article was sent to me by the great Colonel Al Gordon. And if you don't know who Al is one of the other hosts. There's three hosts of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. There's myself, there's Andy Webb, there's Al Gordon. And if you haven't caught their shows, I recommend that you do. Each of us has a different insight and input to our content and how we view real estate investing and how real estate investing has literally changed our lives, but it's different for each of us. So if you get a chance, check out Al or Andy at some point on some of the other shows. But anyway, 2 weeks ago, and Al knew where I was when he sent this article to me, but it gets good. 2 weeks ago, I'm standing just inside a multi-million-dollar private villa about 7 miles north of Tulum, Mexico. And this is early in the morning, and I'm gazing out over just this amazing, the Caribbean Sea, right, the ocean. And it's about 37 shades of turquoise, if you can imagine. And the waves are just crashing on the beach, and we're in our own private villa. I slid open this enormous sliding glass door to essentially let the ocean breeze flow through the home. And the way this home's designed, right behind me, 180 degrees, is this giant door, the front door. And it's probably 10 feet tall, 6 feet wide. It's an enormous slab of wood. It's absolutely beautiful. But it's one of those doors that's so big, the pivot point is about two-thirds across. So when you slide it open, there's a portion of it that goes out onto this marble front patio, veranda, whatever you want to call it. And then the other part comes inside the home. So the entire door pivots. And when you open that door and you open the giant sliding door on the other side, the entire flow of the air from the ocean and the breeze and the sounds just comes rushing through. It's amazing. And I'm standing there on this marble floor. I'm gazing out. There's a putting green on the back, okay? And it's a 6-hole putting green. It's giant. And then beyond the putting green is a wall and a gate, and you can open the gate and step down to the ocean. Not a soul on the beach. It was our own private villa. On the backside, when you open the door, is a swimming pool and a lush garden. I mean, this place was absolutely incredible. Very private, very secluded home. And we had just gone there 2 days prior. I'd brought my entire family. And literally, we're having the vacation of our dreams. And we rented this villa with a private chef, housekeeper. There's two yard guys that essentially, they clean the pool and rake the gardens. They rake the beach. If you need to get a kayak out and go kayak in the ocean, they'll bring the kayak down to the beach and set it up. And literally you just kind of jump in and push it out and you're kayaking out in the ocean. We did private excursions, snorkeling. One day we rented this giant boat, big, huge fishing boat and took that out fishing and then took it to a nice secluded snorkel area and you're overlooking the Mayan coast and there's Mayan ruins up there on the top. I mean, literally a vacation for the ages. Absolutely incredible. But the story gets better. So I'm the only one awake that morning. I'm gazing out on the ocean, like I said, and I have to pinch myself because this vacation, my friends, was 100% paid for from just a small portion of the profit from the sale of one multifamily property investment. One property that I invested in 2018. 4 years later, that deal sold in May of 2022. There was a capital gain, so I took a portion out. I put that into my, I call it my tax fund. Really, I do online banking, so I'm just transferring some money for future tax obligation in 2023. I don't think I'll have to pay the full 25%, but I have it set aside just in case. And then I took another small portion, and my wife and I, for our family, funded the vacation of a lifetime. 100% paid for. Are you hearing me? I am relishing the moment of this fully paid vacation, thanks to real estate investing, and my phone buzzes. I open the message. It's from Al Gordon. Basically, he says, Harrison, thought you'd get a kick out of this. So I look at it, and I open it up, and the title of the article is The Myth of Passive Real Estate Investing. If you miss any parts of this show, you can always pick us back up on your favorite podcast app there on your smartphone. Subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. You'll catch this show as well as plenty of other shows there. The aforementioned shows by Al Gordon and Andy Webb are there on that site, as well as the Del Walmsley radio show is on that site. And the beauty of the podcast app is they automatically upload and you can catch up in your free time, or if you're driving, you can tooth it up in your car and listen to it. Very, very convenient. Anywhere you take your phone, essentially, you can take the show with you. You can find us on YouTube. We have our own YouTube channel. Absolute ton of content on YouTube, not just the radio show, a lot of our case studies. You'll see some house walks there on that show, just a ton of video, a ton of information there on YouTube. And then, of course, our website, lifestylesunlimited.com, lifestylesunlimited.com. Speaking of Lifestyles Unlimited, in April of 2013, I joined Lifestyles Unlimited. That's when I learned how to properly and effectively purchase real estate assets. And I say properly and effectively. That's important. If you're going to buy them, you need to buy them right. And you need to buy them in such a manner that they create positive, passive income and you grow your wealth exponentially. And since that time, my life has changed dramatically. Not all at one time. Life changes comes in small chunks, baby steps. $400, one house, an additional $400, two houses, an additional $800, three houses, an additional $1,200. And slowly, you use that and you begin to change your life. As my passive income grew, I reinvested that income into more and more real estate assets. I compounded what I started with, continued growing the portfolio. I'm still growing my portfolio today. I have not yet reached my goals. Now, I've reached goals at different stages, but then I set new goals for myself. So I have new goals that I'm trying to obtain. So I am still reinvesting and compounding my wealth. I invest in properties, I earn, I reinvest, I grow. Over and over. Invest in properties, earn, reinvest, grow. It is steady and monotonous. So my wife and I, right now, we don't necessarily spend our earnings. We reinvest them, except earlier this month. We took a small portion of the earnings from just one deal. An apartment community I invested in 2018 in Arlington, Texas. Not a huge chunk of money. But it's what I had at the time, and I was available, or the funds were available to commit. And so I committed them, did just that, and I bought in. Well, that property just sold this past May. Very nice return on our investment. So my wife and I are looking at each other. Our children are not getting any younger. And we said, heck, let's take a little bit of that. And let's take an incredible vacation to the Mayan Riviera. Again, just a small portion of the proceeds. We cash flowed the entire vacation. I must say this time, though, we went all out. Multi-million dollar villa, private villa on the beach, chef, housekeeper, security on the premises. Security would show up at 7 p.m. that evening, lock the gate behind him. He was on the property for 12 hours, 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. Private excursions, large fishing boat. It was absolutely incredible. Why am I sharing this with you? I'm here to make a point. 10 years ago, I could not have imagined taking a trip like this at any level whatsoever. No way. At that time in my life, if I had extra money, well, that extra money either went to the 401k, the IRA, or it went to pay the house off, pay the mortgage down. How many of you are still doing that? All that extra money didn't go toward memories or vacations. It went to future, pie in the sky, doing what you're told, conventional wisdom world, that you've got to fund your retirement so that when you're old, you can take vacations like this. Well, it's not true, friends. It's not true. It does not work for the majority of people. What works is buying assets, buying streams of income, making your money work for you. Proper and effective real estate investing that I learned from Lifestyles Unlimited. That's what made that vacation possible. The trip of a lifetime. And I'm in this multi-million dollar villa. I mean, literally, just absolutely enjoying the moment. Just slid the door open so that the ocean breeze is blowing through. And I get this message from Al Gordon. And there it is. Harrison, I thought you'd get a kick out of this. I open it up, and it's an article titled "The Myth of Passive Real Estate Investing" by Eric Roberge. I may be saying that last name wrong, Eric. I apologize. R-O-B-E-R-G-E. Eric, while I'm going to tear this article apart, by no means do I want to disparage you personally. Last name, R-O-B-E-R-G-E. I assume that's Roberge. But if you look at Eric, what does Eric do for a living? Well, he's a certified financial planner, and he's an investment advisor. This article came out June 6, 2022 from Kiplinger. You may want to check it out yourself. What is a certified financial planner doing writing about real estate investing? I don't know. I'm sure he has a reason for doing it. I also, after reading this article, doubt that Eric has owned any rental real estate ever in his life, because he could not be further from the truth. Let's take his words. He starts out, "In my financial planning firm, we focus on serving clients in their 30s to their 50s, and we see firsthand how popular the idea that real estate is a way to get rich quick is. That would be fine if real estate was a no-brainer passive income maker the way so many people think it is. The problem is that narrative doesn't line up with reality." No, Eric, that narrative does line up with reality. It is a no-brainer income maker once you do it right and once you become effective and are educated. Now, you did say something about a get-rich-quick idea. No, real estate is not a get-rich-quick idea. It is steady and monotonous. Do people get rich quick? Yes, it absolutely happens, but it's not some sort of scheme. If you bring $1 million to the table, we can quickly double your $1 million within 3 or 4 years. But most of us don't start with $1 million. Start with 40, 50, 100, 200. So you go from 50 to 100, 100 to 200, 200 to 400, 400 to 8, 8 to 1.6, and 1.6 to 3.2. It does take time. You must reinvest. You must follow the path. And that's what we teach here at Lifestyles Unlimited. My name is Mike Harrison. We'll continue coming back and debunk this article, The Myth of Passive Real Estate Investing.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
You allowed 15,000 members into your sandbox.
Thank you.
And so that speaks volumes. So for that, and as a family.
So you know why I did that? Everybody always asks, why did you do this? Because I was an ugly kid. My parents used to have to put a pork chop around my neck so the dog would play with me. And so I always wanted to have friends, and I figured if I could make people rich, they might be my friend.
Join Dell and his successful friends. Start with the free online workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. I'm Mike Harrison, and always, we're working on your financial freedom. I want to thank you for joining me today. If you'd like to learn more about real estate investing, learn more about Lifestyles Unlimited, what we do, how we do it, how we make money, 5 ways on a single family property, 6 ways on a multifamily property, please attend one of our free workshops, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com, lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com. It's interactive. You can ask questions, find out who we are, what we are, what we do, how long we've been. We've been around for over 30 years, over 50,000 members in all 50 states, a lot of members actually outside the country. But real estate investing absolutely works, my friends. I am living testimony that it works. My incredible vacation that my entire family just took north of Tulum, Mexico, where we rented a private villa, is proof that it absolutely works. If you would like to join Lifestyles Unlimited, go to givemetotalfreedom.com, givemetotalfreedom.com. If you use the promo code SAVEBIG, all capital letters, all one word, SAVEBIG, it will reduce the price of membership to only $297 for 2 years. Way less expensive than when I joined. Way less expensive. So my friend Al Gordon sends me an article, The Myth of Passive Real Estate Investing. It's by Eric Roberge, and he is a certified financial planner and investment advisor. The article was published on the Kiplinger website. Hey, Kiplinger, if you're out there listening, I will gladly write an article for you that, let's just title it, The Truth of Passive Real Estate Investing, okay? I don't know what you pay. Give me an email. Send me an email. AskMike@LUINC.com. AskMike@LUINC.com. I will gladly send you a truthful article on just how fantastic passive real estate investing is, how fantastic passive income is, how life-changing real estate investing is. So Eric has identified essentially 5 reasons why passive real estate investing is a myth, as he calls it. So let's, before we get into his 5 reasons, he continues on at the beginning of the article. He says, well, real estate can be a good investment. It's an incredible investment, friend. While real estate can be a good investment, that statement comes with a laundry list of caveats. The ifs and buts that surround it mean that investing in real estate, especially with the goal of generating passive income, is more of a myth than a viable strategy. Eric, rule number 2, must cash flow. After all the bills are paid, there must be cash flow. That's what we do. We don't invest in real estate if it doesn't have positive cash flow. What do you mean, especially with the goal of generating passive income? That is the goal. Why else would you do it? There is no other reason to invest in real estate except to create passive income. And then he goes on, he says, more of a myth than a viable strategy for most people who simply want an easier or more exciting way to grow wealth. Exciting way to grow wealth? Real estate's exciting, Eric. I never sat down with my wife and read a quarterly 401k statement and said, woohoo, looks like we're in Archer Daniels Midland. Holy cow, pop a bottle of champagne. I have never done that. That has never happened. You open your statement, you look at it, you shred your statement, and you move on about your day. 401k, IRA, stock investing is the most boring. First of all, it's not investing. Secondly, it's boring. You know what's exciting? Exciting is taking down a really beaten up property that's got good bones, and you know you're going to go in and you're going to fix that property and you're going to make it beautiful, nice. It's going to be the nicest house on the street. You're going to put granite countertops in there, stainless steel appliances, all hardwood flooring, tile in the bathrooms. You're going to redo the master bathroom, trick it out, make it a walked in with tile all around, make it snap, put all new LED lighting in the house, put in a new AC, fix the roof, landscape it, and then come back and look at your before and after pictures, and then rent that property to a fantastic family or a good, any sort of good person that wants stable, functional, clean housing, and then count your money each and every month. That's exciting. That's exciting. Looking at the latest, you know, we're 3% Apple in this mutual fund and 5% Tesla or whatever. Boring. So don't tell me that there's something more exciting than real estate investing, because there's not. There's not. So reason number one, Eric, why do you say that passive real estate investing is a myth? Well, your first one, managing rental properties takes a lot of work unless you're prepared to. And I'll just go through each of these. He says, advertise to find tenants and avoid vacancies. You know how you advertise? You put a sign in the yard and you say for rent and you put a phone number on there. Or you go to, are we really having this conversation in 2022? There are a gazillion ways to advertise your property for rent. Okay, a gazillion, social media, Facebook, Craigslist, Realtor.com, Zillow. There is a million and one ways, and it'll take you, I don't know, probably a solid 8 minutes to advertise your property for sale. But one of the best ways, sign in front yard, coming soon, for rent, and put pictures in the window of what the, so when, if someone's driving by and the house is locked, they can at least see the pictures of the kitchen, the pictures of the back bedroom, the new carpet, anything and everything. Make it look good, landscape it, put some new mulch on there. So advertising's not hard at all. So if that's not a lot of work. Your second item here, show the property to interesting parties when seeking new renters and help maintain it for current occupants. Yes, you're going to show it to about three or four people who have already pre-qualified. And in today's market, if you have best product, best price, and do it the way I teach you, you're going to lease it rather quickly, my friends. That's not a big deal. He says, vetting applicants to ensure you have qualified, reliable tenants. Very important, Eric. That is the most important. But the vet process, again, you basically say to the applicant, okay, I need you to go to this website. You will enter all your information. It will charge you a $35 fee, and that website is going to check your background. It's going to check whether you have a criminal record. It's going to check your credit history. It's going to check you five ways, Mr. Applicant. So understand what you're doing here, and then once that comes back, I'm going to get the results, and I'm going to be able to see if you qualify for the property based on our criteria. So again, there's no work there. The potential resident does that work. What else does he say? Consistently update and improve the property so you can continue attracting high-paying renters. I don't like the term high-paying renters. We charge market rent, okay? Best product, best price. I don't need to consistently update and improve my property. I rehab that property. I put it on the market. Everything's fixed. Everything's brand new. He says, responding to maintenance request. You know how you respond to a maintenance request? You basically answer the phone, or you get the text message, or you get the email, and then you pick up your phone or you send an email to the person that can fix that maintenance request. Handyman, AC guy, roofer, whatever needs to be done. But again, if you fix this property in the beginning and you lease it to a great person, a great family, what have you, you're not going to have a lot of maintenance requests. Okay. That is all. I promise you, Eric has never owned rental property in his life. He continues on. He says, manage all the financial obligations from paying bills to handling security deposits and more. What is the big deal? It is online banking. I used to take an hour every third Saturday of the month, and basically I did the books for my 11 houses that I had. It took me a solid hour every third Saturday, and all I'm doing is balancing the checkbook. That's all I'm doing. Managing rental properties takes a lot of work. I say no. And look, if that's a problem for you, hire. There are people called, ready, wait for it, property managers. My friend Al Gordon sent me an article, and the title of the article is The Myth of Passive Real Estate Investing. And it's rather comical, rather ironic, because that passive real estate investing just paid for the most incredible vacation of my life. My family, we're all there. We're having the time of our life. It's just absolutely phenomenal. I'd love to go back. We will go back soon. But there's an article on Kiplinger, and it's basically saying that passive real estate investing is a myth, and I'm living proof it's not a myth. But anyway, the guy, Eric Roberge, he had five reasons. Essentially, reason number two, we covered reason number one in the last segment. If you missed it, you want to go back and pick it up. But his reason number two is actually, it's a decent reason, but he has it all wrong. He says, just because it's a house doesn't mean it's a good rental. I agree. Not every property makes a good rental. Here is a newsflash. How about this? Don't buy it if the math doesn't work. If it's not a good rental, move to the next evaluation. Continue evaluating until you find one that is a good rental. I guess he's writing this because there are a lot of people that they come up with the idea of they buy a very expensive property. I've seen that. $400,000 home typically is not a good rental. You just can't make the return on the expensive property. Or they are left a house. Maybe it's willed to them. You know, a family member passes away and they leave them the house. Just because they leave you a house doesn't mean it's a good idea to rent it. Sell that property. Take those funds and go buy a good rental. So we have a tool. It's called Quest. And it takes me a solid five minutes to do an evaluation on a property. I can instantly decide once I plug in the numbers whether it's going to be a good rental or not. If it's yes, then drive out and go look at the property and take the next steps. If it's no, look at the next one. So yes, not any property is a good rental. If that's your reason for not investing in real estate, don't buy the property. Just move on and go find the good rental. Reason number three, if you want to invest in real estate, you probably don't want to live there yourself. Well, there's two in a row, Eric. You're absolutely correct. Yes. How weird is that? Are we house hacking where I'm renting out rooms to people? No, that's not what we teach. That's not what we do here at Lifestyles Unlimited. That would be strange. And a lot of people say, well, I'll just rent the rooms to my friends. Look, friendship is rare, friends. That's all we have in this world at the end of the day is our family and our friends. The last thing I want to do is somebody I care about, have them live in the room next door to me and owe me money. No, that's bizarre. So yeah, if you really want to invest in real estate, you probably don't want to live there yourself. Correct, Mundo. So, I agree with you there. Maybe Eric's talking about vacation properties. There's a lot of people that do this VRBO stuff, and then they'll use the property themselves during a portion of the year. Look, I'm not the guy to talk about that stuff. I don't know that. I'm not educated in that. I'm not saying I wouldn't buy a vacation home one day. I do know that you can 1031 into a home, say, on the coast, on the Caribbean, if you wanted to, or in Florida. Actually, it needs to be in the United States or I believe the Virgin Islands. I did a show on it, but you can 1031 into a property. You do need to rent it for a year and a day. So it needs to be a business. And then you can take occupancy of that yourself if you are looking to 1031. So maybe Eric's talking about vacation property. I don't know anything about that. But yeah, you don't want to live in that home yourself. Now he goes on, he says, remember seeing rental payments come in does not equate to automatic profit. To determine if you're truly earning a return on a property that's equivalent to or higher than what you'd expect through a diversified portfolio invested in an array of mutual funds and ETFs. So there it is. He's trying to tell you that you're not going to get automatic profit. I'm telling you, if you set it up right, you will. And he's trying to steer the reader back to mutual funds and exchange traded funds. Wow. And he's talking about returns as a reason to do so. Let's talk about returns. When I have a rental property, way number one that I make money, cash on cash return. let's say I take $40,000, I buy a rental property, this property is worth, I don't know, $160 or so. My cash on cash return, $400 a month, that's an average. Many times we make much more than that. Let's call that $4,800 a year. Well, that's a 12% cash on cash return. Okay, Eric, you brought the stock market in. You want to play this game and see who makes more money? Let's go. That's just reason number one. Reason number two, mortgage pay down. That mortgage pay down is going to be about $150 a month. Let's call that $1,800 a year. There's another 4.5% return on top of my 12% on my cash on cash. So now I'm at 16.5. Let's keep going. Equity capture. Remember, we buy these homes that are distressed. They need some love. We go in, we fix them up. Let's say on a $40,000 investment, we only make about $20,000 on an equity capture. That's a 50% return. Let's say all we get is $5,000 on equity capture. We're going to get something if we're buying this property right. That's 12.5% return on my 40 grand. Eric, are we still playing? I'm at 16.5 plus another 12. Let's call that 29% return. Okay, Eric, here it is. Appreciation. The silent millionaire maker. That $160,000 property that we bought with a $40,000 all in. Well, let's say it only appreciates 3%. Now, we know real world, things are appreciating much greater. I had a house appreciate 23% in 1 year last year. But let's just say it's 3 on a $160,000 home. That's another $4,800. Let's say it's a 5% appreciation. That's $8,000. And that appreciation compounds. Eric, we haven't even got to reason number five. Tax advantages. Depreciation will make pretty much that cash flow just about tax-free. If we're depreciating that property, probably somewhere in the neighborhood of $4,000 to $5,000 a year, $160,000 home, just shooting from the hip, take the land out and then divide by 27.5. That'll give you a rough idea of that depreciation. Well, if my cash flow is $4,800 a year and I can depreciate it $5,000 per year, that makes that cash flow tax-free. Eric, you cannot convince me that the stock market is better and that by not investing in real estate, I'm not going to get these returns of the stock market. And by the way, have you looked at the stock market? So reason number four, Eric, buying real estate could be a distraction from your actual goals. Friends, the reason you buy real estate is to buy your life back one chunk at a time. If financial freedom is not your goal, what are we doing here? Okay, buying real estate doesn't need to be a hobby. So maybe that's kind of what he's thinking in this deal. But financial freedom is the goal. This is why we do it. And it takes very little time. Now, distraction. Maybe we're going back and if you truly are distracted, get that property manager that I mentioned earlier. Now, for his fifth reason, fifth and final reason, the coup de grace that makes passive investing a myth. He says real estate investing requires a team of good professionals. Again, Eric, 3 out of 5 are correct, but you're right for all the wrong reasons. Yes, real estate investing does require a team of professionals. I'm happy to have a team of professionals. That is not a reason to not invest. That is a reason to invest. I don't want to do this by myself. I want professionals. Why do I want professionals? Because as President Obama famously said, what did he say? He goes, I have a pen and I have a cell phone. If there is an issue, I have a team of professionals. I pick up my phone, I make a phone call. Or more likely, I just send an email or a text and I get the issue handled and resolved. Yes, I don't want to do this by myself. Who do I have on my team? Well, I have lenders. I have hard money lenders. I have conventional lenders. I have GCs. I have painters, roofers. I have carpet and tile people, landscapers, home inspectors. You don't want to buy a property and inspect it yourself unless you're a professional inspector. Realtors. Yes, we use realtors. Realtors know the markets. They are boots on the ground. They understand the market. They can help you find property and they can help you sell property. Mentors. I'm meeting with my mentor tomorrow. Yes, mentors, people that have done what you want to do, people that have much more experience than this, people that will help you move forward, people that will ask you questions, people that will challenge you. CPAs. Yes. Tax people. Do I want to do my taxes myself? No, I have a team. Hi, Nate, here's my taxes. Please take care of them. And he will. That's what a team of professionals does. So that's not a reason not to own real estate. Don't try to do this by yourself. Yes, put together a team of professionals. Do this with a team of professionals that understand this, that cater to investors, that know the market. So here's the bottom line. More millionaires have been created by real estate than any other investment vehicle. 70% of all millionaires in the United States are thanks to real estate investing. When done correctly, there is no better way to create positive, passive income and wealth. And that passive income will give you the ability to do incredible things, take incredible vacations, and enjoy your life. But I want you to remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. Make it a great day. I'll see you next week.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.